If only I had just a little bit more, not a whole lot, just 10%, that'd do it. Isn't that what pretty much most of us think when it comes to money? Just a bit more, that's all we want. But will it make a difference? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Depending on where you live, affluence can become your way of life. Or alternately, you might live in a place where poverty is the norm. I'm always blown away by the fact that someone in Chicago in the USA, in Manchester in the UK, in Krakow in Poland, in Sao Paulo in Brazil, someone in Wewak in Papua New Guinea is receiving today's fresh devotion into their hearts. So here's my problem. What do I say about money? How can we each reflect on God's wisdom around wealth right across the spectrum from very rich to very poor? Thankfully, God's wisdom transcends our individual situations. If there's one universal truth about money, then it's this. Pretty much everyone wants more. And some people will do just about anything to get it, be they rich or be they poor. Psalm 62 verse 10 says this, "Put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them." More money is not the answer to anybody's woes. Maybe you have plenty, maybe you don't. But I've seen people who seem to have it all, people who should be so happy, so secure, yet they're miserable and lost and empty. That's what happens when we set our heart on riches. In that same psalm, King David also writes this, Psalm 62 verses 5 and 6. "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation and my fortress. I shall not be shaken." Money ain't everything. God is. He is your all in all. That's his word fresh for you today. It took God quite a few years to set me free from the love of money, the desire for more. But that's how he works. When we receive his word into our hearts, he works away and works away, eventually setting us free from the sin that we're enslaved to. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.